CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script, either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday, the 5th of December 2021. Here are the main news headlines. New online EMF calculator from the RSGB. Sign/2ZE to mark transatlantic centenary. Centenary stations in ARRL 160-metre contest. The RSGB has launched a new version of the Society's EMF calculator, version 11D, and that's now available in a new browser-based version as well as the spreadsheet version. The web browser version does not require you to have Excel or another spreadsheet on your computer. It also has several great new features to make compliance checking simpler and quicker. You can find both versions on the RSGB EMF pages, or you can go direct to the new web app via the RSGB web page. This month marks the centenary of the first amateur radio signals crossing the Atlantic. Signals from the USA were received by Paul Godley, 2ZE, at a specifically prepared receiving setup at Androssen in Scotland. From the 1st to the 26th of December, all UK and Crown Dependency licensees may add the suffix /2ZE to their amateur call sign to mark the centenary. Learn more on the story on the RSGB pages. The annual ARRL 160-metre contest began at 2200 UTC on Friday the 3rd of December and ends at 1559 UTC today the 5th. This 42-hour CWO contest is the most similar to the original transatlantic tests. The RSGB is planning to activate special call signs to commemorate the centenary of the tests. Stations from the UK and Crown Dependencies will use up to 7 different prefixes, such as G6XX, GD6XX, GI6XX, GW6XX, and so on. 1 week later, the ARRL and the RSGB are jointly sponsoring the 160-metre transatlantic centenary QSO party between 0200 and 0800 UTC on the 12th. Stations participating will operate only on CW, trying to contact the two official call sign activations W1AW and GB2ZE. At times, the stations may listen for callers on 1 kHz above their transmitting frequency to help those looking for them. They may also periodically ask for DX callers only. Call sign and signal reports will be exchanged. The GMDX group will award a caiche, that's QUAICH, which is a traditional Scottish drinking cup representing friendship to the first stations in North America and the UK to complete contacts with both W1AW and GB2ZE during the QSO party. If I mispronounce that word, then I apologise. A commemorative certificate will be available for download. Log submissions will not be required from participants. The official logs from W1AW and GB2ZE will be used to determine the winners and for certificates. For more details, go to the RSGB pages. It's not too late to support the December Yota Month 2021. The RSGB has been granted the call sign GB21 Yota for allocation to youngsters to operate throughout December. To see what operating slots are still available, look up GB21YOTA on qrz.com. Today, the station will be operated by GM1DSK. On Monday, M0SCY takes over. Next Saturday, G0HRS will participate, the station followed by G3EFX on the 12th. There's also an award programme available for the Yota event. Work as many Yota stations on as many bands and modes as you can and be eligible for your bronze, silver, gold or platinum award, all of which are issued free. This programme promotes the radio activity on the airwaves and shows that there is and will be activity in the future. Visit event.ham-yota.com for more information about the award rules. The Bath-based distance learning team has processed over 100 expressions of interest for their intermediate course starting in January. Further details were published in the December RADCOM. The closing date for applications is the 15th of December, So if you're interested, please contact team leader Steve, G0FUW, for full details and an application form as soon as possible via email to g0fuw@tiscali.co.uk. Now for details of rallies and events, now is the perfect time to let us know of your group's rally or event plans for next year, 2022. Email radcom@rsgb.org.uk with details, and we'll publicise your event for free in Radcom on GB2RS and online. But if you don't tell us, we can't publicise it. DX News, Ferdy, HB9DSP will be active as 5Z4 stroke call sign from Malindi in Kenya until the 16th of December. He'll be operating SSB and some FT8 on 2015 and 10 metre bands, QSL via Logbook of the World, and via his home call with the usual with the Bureau preferred. DL2SBY will be active holiday style from the Dominican Republic until the 14th of December. He'll operate CW, FT8 and possibly some SSB as HI7 stroke call sign from Punta Cana, IOTA reference NA096, and Bahia Hibe, NA096, QSL via Logbook of the World, or direct only to home call or club logs OQRS. He no longer uses the Bureau. Harold at DF2WO will be active at XT2AW from Burkina Faso until the 20th of December. He'll be operating on all bands and also via QO100, QSL via M0OXO, O's OQRS and Logbook of the World. DJ6TF and DL7BO will be active as Z21A and Z220 from Harare in Zimbabwe until the 15th of December. They'll operate CWSSB FT8 and FT4, 160 to 10 metres, QSL both calls via DJ6TF. Now for special event news. Special event station GB100 1002ZE will be operated by Crocodile Rock Amateur Group near Androssen. In addition to the radio celebrations, North Ayrshire Council have jointly created an exhibition surrounding this centenary that will be hosted in the North Ayrshire Heritage Centre at Saltcoats. This exhibition is open until mid-December. Kilmarnock and Loudoun ARC will operate a commemorative station adjacent to the site of the original transatlantic experiment at Androssen. It'll be on the air between 1200 UTC on the 11th and 1200 UTC on the 12th. The station, GS2ZE, will be used for the celebration except for the first hour of the 160 CW QSO party, and it will take part in the message relay as GB2SE. GM2ZE is also expected to be operational on several bands from the station of Jason, GM7VSB, which is also adjacent to the site of the original Androssen experiment. An attempt will be made to reenact Godley's original successful reception of transatlantic signals exactly at the same time and date as 100 years ago. Celebrating the 100th anniversary of the historic transatlantic test of December 1921, members of the HB4FR Radio Amateur Radio Club will be active as GB1BCG throughout December. 1BCG was the call sign of the Connecticut station whose message crossed the Atlantic Ocean to be received in Scotland, QSL HB9ACA. Now for contest news. When operating in a contest, keep yourself and your fellow amateurs safe by following all government recommendations. December is a quiet month for contests. Indeed, there aren't any RSGB HF contests at all this month. But the ARRL 160CW contest ends its 42-hour run at 1600 UTC today, the 5th. CW only on the 160-metre band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator, W and VE stations also send their ARRL or RAC section info. During the contest, the RSGB will activate special event 1920s vintage call signs to commemorate the transatlantic test. Today, the 5th, sees the 144 megs AFS contest running from 1000 to 1400 UTC, all modes on 2 meter bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Tuesday, the 144 megs FM activity contest runs from 1900 to 1955 UTC. It's followed by the all mode 144 hertz, that should be kilohertz, for UK activity contest from 2000 to 2230 UTC. The exchange for both is signal report, serial number, and locator. Thursday sees the AllMode 50 Megs UK Activity Contest take place from 20:00 to 22:30 UTC. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Next weekend, the ARRL 10-metre contest runs from 0000 UTC on the 11th to 23:59 UTC on the 12th. Using CW on phone and phone, the exchange's signal report and serial number, US Canadian stations send their state or province code. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYAG3 YLA and G4BAO, they write, the last week was characterized by unsettled geomagnetic conditions, but a reasonable solar flux index of 92 falling to 86, despite NOAA predicting the KP index would be around 2. We had an excursion up to 5 on Tuesday. This was due to an enhanced solar wind stream containing a sector of southward BZ, which kicked up a minor G1 class geomagnetic storm. The southward direction of the interplanetary magnetic field meant that it could be more easily be coupled with the Earth's magnetic field, allowing plasma, solar plasma, to flood it. This continued until the end of Wednesday, with the KP index finally returning to 1 on Thursday morning. Last weekend was the CQ Worldwide CW contest, and HF conditions were aided by a very low KP index. This was beneficial, particularly for stations' signals going over the pole. As a result, many stations were able to put the North Pole Contest Group, KL7RA in Alaska, into their logs on 20 metres, where their signal was reasonably free of polar flutter. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will start in the high 80s, but may tail off as the week progresses. Once again, it predicts that the KP index will be around 2, but this is very dependent on there being no coronal mass ejections, which could add to the solar wind. A large coronal hole was Earth-facing on Thursday, which could possibly result in an elevated KP index over the weekend and reduced maximum usable frequencies, so keep an eye on solarham.com for details. And finally, the darker and longer nights mean the low bands can start to come alive, so don't ignore 168T and 40 metres. Now for VHF and UP, testing time for antennas during this current spell of unsettled weather, which looks as though it'll stay with us through all the coming week. This means period of wet and windy weather will bring a hint of rain scatter at times, but effectively rules out any tropo. Once again, it'll be down to the slim chance of aurora and reliable random meteor scatter to liven up VHF operating. The Big Geminids meteor shower with ZHR of 120+ is underway, but won't hit peaks until the morning of the 14th of December. Predictions show a ZHR of 150 at peak, as ZHR has shown a slight increase over the last decades. It's reached 140 to 150 in recent years. The Geminids peak is broad and close to peak rate persists for several hours. So expect days of good meteor scatter activity in the days up to the 14th and expect it to decay fairly quickly after the maximum. It's an inconvenient period for EME enthusiasts, especially on the gigahertz bands, with the current phase of lowest path loss coinciding with lowest declination continuing. Perigee was last Friday, so path losses will increase as the week progresses. With moon declination at minimum today, moon windows will be short, and it will not get above 15 degrees elevation until Wednesday. 144 meg sky temperatures are high during the early part of the week, and combined with the low elevation, VHF EME will be a noisy affair. In all, it's looking like a very good week to try some satellite operation. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also, until next week.